Yo, what's good, music fam? Welcome to the Kinoise podcast. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had an awesome week. Hope you're having an awesome weekend and hope your Sunday is going well. Or whenever the fuck you decide to listen to this podcast, hope that specific day is going well and you're living a fulfilling life that is full of happiness. One of the books I'm actually reading at the moment is called The Art of Happiness. And the introduction to this book, like I'm a quarter way in, goes on to ask the question of what is your purpose in life? Like, what should we all be chasing or striving for? And the answer to that is happiness. And I know to some of you it might be easier said than done when I say you need to go full on your musical dream and just live a life doing all the things that you love the most each and every single day. Yes, I completely agree with you. But if you're not willing to take the steps and formulate a blueprint for yourself to actually make it a reality and just do music full time and be within the music business space, then it's only you to blame at the end of this road. So live a life that you are fully happy with. And that's a question you need to ask yourself like daily. Like anything I'm about to do today or the task that's ahead of me or this job I'm in, does it really make me happy or does it bring me pleasure? Those are the questions you need to ask yourself. And if it doesn't bring you happiness, but it brings you pleasure, brings you financial stability, it pays for your clubbing or whatever the case may be because you fail to practice humility, then there's something seriously wrong there. And that's when you need to reevaluate your life. So today on the podcast, I'm going to be jumping into something I wrote in my journal on the 4th of March, 2024. And when I wrote this, I was like, yeah, I need to mention this on the podcast and I need to just talk about it because you just might be going through it. So at least you know that if you are going through it, that you're going down the right road. But first up, we are going to discuss the top 5 trends. Or not really discuss, I'm going to go through the top 5 trends that's been happening in the music business over the last week, according to Music Business Worldwide. Number 1 on the list, Interscope Geffen, AMM, and Capitol Music Group are now officially consolidated under the Interscope Capital Labels Group. Number 2, that mystery company interested in buying Believe, it's Warner Music Group. So for the first time in a long time, it's not Universal Music that's making headlines from the top 5 labels in the world. It's Warner Music Group, and they have put a proposal to the board of directors of Believe to purchase. Number 3, Hypnosis Songs Fund's assets are now valued at $690 million, less than they were before. Blackstone must be licking their lips. Number 4, the interesting one from the lot, music royalties trading platform JKBX launches with approval from the SEC. So this platform, JKBX, that's what you can search for on Google. They had a soft launch, I think it was in 2023, and now the SEC has fully approved them for trading music royalties. So of course I have already checked it out. I've opened an account. As most of you may know, I do invest in music catalogs at the moment for Posh Magosh Records. So the pros and cons here for me is that, okay, especially if you're based in South Africa, you're not going to be able to fully trade on the platform as yet. And of course, you know, with regards to banking, so there's other platforms that I'm on where the transaction of putting funds in and funds out, you know, is much more easier. But I guess because this has gone like a traditional route, I'm not sure if it's on the blockchain compared to other platforms, makes it much more harder. And what I do see on the platform is that you can trade in songs, not really catalogs. Now, I prefer catalogs because it comes with like several songs under their catalog, publishing catalogs that's either been released by a songwriter, composer, producer, or publishing company, or a record label themselves. So yeah, I would rather invest in catalogs and these platforms that are much more easier. But nevertheless, I will be, you know, following the launch of JKBX and looking into it. Like, I love to diversify and try something new. So things get easier with regards to actually putting funds in and so on. Look, I do have an international bank account. Those things are really easily accessible these days in this day and age in 2024, but it still does make it complex, and I don't really like complex, but let's just follow what happens next with that. Number 5, Hype CEO delivered some strong fiscal results to investors last week, except it wasn't him and was an AI clone. This is the stuff you see in movies, but movies, TV, It's your reality. So the head of Hype goes on. He gives the fiscal results just for him, or just for the company to announce at the end that it wasn't him. It was a clone. Like, how cool is that? The chairman of the company has also said that they are going to be investing further into AI, and they're building Hype around AI clones. So that is the top five trends that's happened, that has been happening in the music economy for the last week. So on to the journal, what I wrote in my journal. Now, of course, when it comes to my writing, I write different, like from physically writing or when I'm typing on my blog. It's like two different things. Like, of course, a blog takes longer with regards to grammar, punctuation, the words and so on. Whereas when it comes to my journals, like whatever's in my mind, like just dot it down worse than a doctor. And I just hope, because I do like want all of these stories. I mean, that's why we keep a journal, to become like a nonfiction book one day. But I just hope that I'm alive to actually do this and not like my journal being found by someone who says, okay, no, let's convert this into a book. Because some shit is really hard to read here a few days later, especially when I wrote it myself. But I'm going to do my best to read this out to you, and I'm going to touch on why I actually wrote this. Over the last 3 years in building Poshmagosh and myself, well, I'm not the person I used to be, which is good. Yes, there is a but. I also lost confidence in myself. Why? Chasing money without realizing the blessings that I have. I stopped living completely, being fun and spontaneous. Well, after spiritual reflection, I feel like I have come back and the new me. I'm ready to be the new me, but also to bring Kramesh Kinoise back. I'm building a great company, living my dream, and now I want to be 100% happy and have fun. Is huge wealth still a goal? The answer to that was yes. So quite short what I wrote in my journal, but extremely powerful depending on how you actually look on it. So I've mentioned this before. Not sure how many times on the podcast, not sure how many times on my ephemeral content as well, my day-to-day post. But going down this journey of leaving your whole life behind, you are going to kill the person you used to be. Like, I had to kill who Kino was in order to be doing what I'm doing now and living my dream in music. So you have to take 50 steps back to move 100 steps forward. And that is the sacrifice that you need to make. But in the process, and this is like me now from personal experience, why I wrote this 3 years ago when I decided to go further and above with PMG, like all my plans just took like a huge U-turn because of COVID. I lost myself along the way. And I was okay with that because I was becoming the person I was always meant to be. But I also feel like there's certain things that you shouldn't lose within you. And that's your genuine organic characteristics of now, me as an example, being fun, being spontaneous, and just having fun in what I do. Like, I mentioned here, like money. Like, what was I chasing from 2020 onwards? Because it seems to me, when I quantum think my life over the last 3 years, I was chasing financial stability. But I never ever quite got to it because I was chasing the wrong thing. But in chasing that, of course, yes, I learned a lot. But I was also building a purpose, and I never knew that I'll end up creating this platform for independent artists and labels. So in chasing that financial stability and trying my best and hardest to make Poshmagosh this, million-dollar company, which look has not happened, even though there's million-dollar brands linked to it with our recordings, sort of lost having fun in the process. And over the last 3 years, including, the end of 2023, and of course going into 2024, all the way until I wrote this down in my journal, I was sort of just not being fully who I was. And there's times, like it even happened to me today, I would get into a conversation with someone that is related to another topic, not music, and I would start off the conversation like really bad, like with lack of confidence and self-esteem in myself, because there's so many things floating in my mind about the agency I need to record the podcast and the recordings at the moment in play at Poshmagosh Records. Like, it shouldn't be that way. I know, yes, that I'm only human, and so are you. We live and we learn. But I just feel like anything I'm working on at the moment is just to give myself more breathing space. Just trust the process, trust in God, trust in the higher powers, trust in my righteous ancestors, trust in my spiritual journey, in building more spiritual capital for myself, which I've never done before. Because what was I chasing? I was chasing capital. I was chasing spiritual capital. I was chasing financial capital, not spiritual capital. And now, over the last year, say plus minus, I've been on this building road, building more spiritual capital, which actually weighs more. By building spiritual capital, you're actually content with what you do have. Like I mentioned, yeah, I failed to realize the blessings I did have. So, in chasing the financial capital, I forgot about all of that. Forgot about what's right in front of me, all the resources, tools, the people right in front of me. So it's been a taste of both worlds for me. But if you are starting off or you're in this overwhelming situation right now and you're thinking, okay, I need to chase more financial capital, I suggest that you focus on spiritual capital first. And I feel like things just work out, you know, for you. It's taken care of for you by God, because, you know, it's like the saying, the more you give, the more comes back to you. Like, we all know that saying, but also feel like in this process of building spiritual capital, the more you give to the higher powers, you know, to the universe, the more gratitude you actually give, the more blessings do come back to you, and it comes back to you in unexpected ways. But it all goes down to the control of the mind, and there's exercises, you know, and level up that I'm focusing on now. Not sure which level of thinking you will be at the moment, but you know, I need to focus on to just the bits and pieces that I need to get rid of. Just have complete faith in me, which will boost my confidence. But even though I have the hiccups now and again, like I did today, it doesn't happen every day. I felt a bit like shitty about it, like sat in front of my laptop for like 10 minutes. But look, that's 10 minutes wasted of my time. You know, so that's on me. So those are the things that I am working to get rid of. Like, I shouldn't be judging myself all the time. Like, I just need to do my best. And at times it will be like 100 things running through my mind. But I guess I just, a programming way, if I'm involved in a certain topic of discussion with someone, there shouldn't be other things interfering. But I guess things are unexpected as well. It's unpredictable when you can get into this conversation, even though other things are playing in your mind. But, you know, it's a live and learn for me. So if you're in the situation, you feel overwhelmed at the moment, and you feel like you're chasing, but you're not feeling fully fulfilled, it's possibly because you've also been chasing the wrong thing. So as much as you need to build financial capital, also in sync, build spiritual capital. Just hand yourself over. Like, give a time, give yourself time to rest. Robin Sharma once says that legendary producers take legendary rest. Like, what has society told us about sleeping longer than usual, or sleeping say 3-4 times in a day, or sleeping an extra hour in the morning? They will tell you that is wrong and that you're lazy. And look, yes, you do get people out there that are lazy, but we also need more rest than anything else. Society, what I wanted to say was society labels it as a luxury, but it's actually a need. So just hand yourself over, and the moments, there'll be moments where you're gonna wake up one morning and you feel like, fuck, I want to get this production done, I want to start this, but then your mind takes you to, oh no, I need to pay for the rent, or I need to put food on the table, or the school fees, whatever it may be. We're all unique, so we all go through different financial issues or financial responsibilities. The right word to use, responsibilities, not issues. But you just need to just concentrate on what you do have in that moment, for that moment itself, for that specific day, for that specific hour, that specific minute, second. And just hand yourself over and just have faith and just pray about it. Spend a lot of time praying about these things and fix yourself in a spiritual way, just as I am doing at the moment in my life. So hope this did bring some value to you. Hope it helps assist you. And if there's anything that you want to discuss about this topic, please. please hit me up at the Kino as a consulting agency. And once again, anything that I mention on the podcast is free of charge to discuss with me. All you have to do is hit me up. So I'll catch you next week right here on the Kino as a podcast. Peace out.